Welcome, everybody, to episode 493 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how was your week?
Uneventful, but not completely awful.
Yeah, what about you, Break?
That's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Just okay.
Nothing major, yeah.
I was kind of pissed that the Reds beat the Rockies, man.
Once out of a series, I mean, jeez.
Yeah,
it took them 13 innings to win that game, even.
I know. It was an exciting game, man. That sucks.
It was a good game.
I didn't watch it live, but I was following it with my updates, and I was like, damn it.
God, I was listening to it at work.
Yeah.
It was a day game for people just don't know.
Yeah.
Or care, because we're talking about baseball again, so our listeners have quit listening.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
even though I'm down and kind of wanted to talk baseball, but whatever.
Yeah, I know. I like talking baseball, you know?
Buttball.
That's a different game completely. I need details, and I need to know the rules of that game.
Yeah, does it involve nudity? That's another thing that you have to ask. We have a giveaway that we're going to be doing for episode 500. You have to be in chat. We're live every Friday, 7 Eastern, on YouTube and Twitch. And if you happen to be in either of those chats, most likely the Twitch chat, because that's where everybody goes anyways. Looks like Bridget's in there. I don't know who else in there. I didn't get a chance to look. But she says wine. Yum. Wine snobs. Yeah. But we're going to be giving away some little gift cards as a thank you to everybody that's been listening for a long time. So if you have any ideas on how to give those away in chat, like maybe we ask trivia or, you know, something of that nature, we're open to suggestions. But that day should be a ton of fun. We're going to give quite a few $10 gift cards to your platform of choice, whether you if you want PlayStation, Xbox, Steam, whatever gift cards you want. And we're doing this because we actually hit our goal on GoFundMe. So yeah, we're raring to go. But that being said, let's get through the news, guys, and then we can talk about fun stuff and maybe not so much fun stuff later on. But Eric, why don't you take us away?
All right. From RPG Site, we got the date for Shining Force Presence demo. I'm not even going to open the link. It just says Xbox One, PS4, and Nintendo Switch for June 12th in the U.S. I think the European one's already out.
Okay. That's good news. Any details on it?
Let's see. I hope I didn't have to open this, but it says it is a remaster of the Japanese-only PlayStation 3 RPG that features all the original DLC as well as a new refrain mode featuring new playable characters.
Yeah. I was going to say it does look like a PS3 game, which is not a knock. But
it is turn-based, but yeah. It's also not Shining proper because it's not a tactical RPG.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like turn-based, so this might be one that I pick up for sure. All right, Break. Next story, please.
There's also a PC release, but there's no word on demo for the PC.
Shout Gamers is in chat. I don't see you. Break.
What the flipping shit? Like, I'm trying to log in, and I keep refreshing, and I'm getting nothing.
Yeah.
All I see is my old text.
Yeah, what? And I don't see you in there. I'm looking at the viewer list now. We got Bridget. We got Commander Root. What's up, Commander Root? Electrical Skateboard's been in chat forever. And then we got Shout Gamers. I don't know who these people are, but thanks for joining. Appreciate you coming on in.
I wonder if Electric Skater's like FBI agent just documenting this. Like, I've got them so dead right.
Oh, no question, man. I mean, especially what's going on in our government, man. Like I'm clearly in Trump's sight. So Yeah. So, all right, break.
Yeah, we can see you now, break.
Yeah.
Thank God. I kept rebooting and rebooting and rebooting. I just shut it down and opened it up, and that's what worked.
Yeah, we can see you now.
That's like me trying to start a game on Steam that I get from Xseed, and it not working until I reset my computer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just like I try to open it, and it would just close immediately.
Yeah. All right. Break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Persona 3, Dancing in Moonlight, and Persona 5, Dancing in Starlight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
While the latest Persona Dancing spinoff games, Persona, you know, I just said the titles, have been released in Japan last month on May 24th.
Oh, did we lose break?
No, I belched. And Atlas USA and Sega of America have just made an announcement today in both the Americas and Europe. See, I wasn't going to say anything, but you just asked if you just lost me. So I had to explain myself. Mm-hmm. The Persona spinoff games follow in the footsteps of the first dancing spinoff game, Persona 4 Dancing All Night.
Yeah.
The player will... I like these dancing in the moonlight, dancing in starlight, and dancing all night.
I was going to say, it's a weird thing. Like, these game, the all the Persona games are very serious by nature, and I think this is their kind of evening out of the tones of those games. You know what I mean? Like, they're pretty serious games, and then you have these offshoots that are real cheery and fun, you know, kind of stuff.
I've tried DDR in arcades before.
I wonder why this press release... decided not to mention whether or not Persona 4 Dancing All Night would be getting a PS4 port like it did in Japan.
I can't even get through a song, like, it's that bad.
Yeah.
Will get to enjoy rhythm-based gameplay using remixes of a song from the Persona games with characters from the respective games that can have their looks customized freely. The localized releases of P3D and P5D are also confirmed to be coming with dual audio options of full Japanese and English voiceovers, as well as English subtitles, French, Italian, German, and Spanish as well. And there's a trailer for the chatters because they're the only ones,
I guess. Yeah, I put on the trailer, both the trailers at the same time, so it was kind of overload for... you know, the chatters there. So.
These are scheduled for release early 2019 for the West.
Yeah, cool. That's good news.
Slow localization takes a while, even for a rhythm game.
I'd imagine it takes longer for a rhythm game.
Yeah, I would imagine, too.
Because of all the syncing you'd have to do and the time setting you'd have to do.
Yep, exactly. All right, next story comes to us from RPG Site. Magical Passcode 1111, now available worldwide for iOS and Android. Newly formed localization studio Hotel Chromatic have announced that Magical Passcode 1111, the cute-looking smartphone RPG from Japanese developers Hexadrive, is now available. I just said that. Why... Is RPGsite.net becoming the next Silicon Era?
People just need to be more creative with their headlines.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. Key features: fast-paced gameplay, real-time magical battle system. That's not new. Love leveling system. And fully realized story and world, like they always say.
Maybe it's like metaphorically magical or something.
All right, I need to know more about the love leveling system.
Yes, it is at the heart of the story, and the game itself is building your relationship with your magi teammates. Learning each of their likes and dislikes is key because the closer you grow, the stronger they become. But making one happy just might tick another one off, so you'll have to find the right balance between your extremely opinionated cadre. So there you go. It's just sort of like a favor system, you know?
Do you get to nail any of them along this course of persuasion?
Looking at the graphics of this game, I doubt it. Break. It's like
love is good and all, but you need the just saying the knocking of the boots.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think this is the game for you. I think you're wanting more of the Stormy Daniels.
He wants the fuck level.
Yeah, exactly. just go straight.
I'll be DLC.
You know, that's gonna be the name of this episode. Straight to fucking. is going to be the name of this episode. I mean, that's Brake's idea of a good game and a good time, probably.
That's my idea of romance.
Yeah, your idea of romance, straight to fucking romance.
Well,
yeah.
You have to like a person enough to want to fuck them, so I guess that works.
Yeah, like you just meet somebody. Have you ever like wondered what somebody would do to you, like if you just went up to them and said that, hey, let's just get straight to the fucking, you know what I mean? They probably would like slap you or something, you know. I don't know. Maybe
I'm afraid of like the random encounter, you know, because that's how could I put this delicately?
Hey, this
encounters sometimes come with gifts that. Random encounters usually come with gifts that you don't want.
Yeah, no question. On that note, Eric, next story.
Like diseases. Anyways,
tried to be delicate.
Yeah, we tried to be sensitive to the viewers.
Anyways, well, hey, you were delicate. I'm the one that wasn't.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, this is an update of the Chrono Trigger Steam port with more patching. Here are some features of the new patch, or fixes. The UI has been further updated for those using a controller or keyboard in a number of areas, while moving in the world map in towns and or dungeons, and how options in dialogue are displayed, shop screens, selecting a time period to visit, or in minigames. And improvements have been made to the battles, where you can now flip between pages within menus with single button presses. You couldn't do that before.
How did they screw it up so goddamn bad that they need that? This is the second patch where they need some fixes.
And they didn't really bother to rework the controls or the interface.
No,
they didn't rework anything. Apparently, like they screwed this up.
This is the one of the biggest screw-ups I can ever remember. Hold on, Eric. No, Brake is onto something. You just said something, Brake, that it's one of the biggest screw-ups of any, you know, that we've heard in a long time. And I totally agree with that assessment, because Chrono Trigger is like a holy grail game. You know what I mean? It's like one of those...
Apparently they learned their lesson, because Valkyrie Profile is much better handled.
Yeah. Gee,
and this but that's really... just a mobile game.
Yeah.
Go ahead, game wasn't like a big update from the original, you know?
No. It's not like they did a remaster or anything like that. They just ported it and slapped it together.
It's so absolute ridiculous that anybody could screw up this bad.
It's totally ridiculous.
More improvements. Available texts are immediately updated when recovering MP. Their duration of the exploration window is shown at the top of the screen. It's been extended. Change has been made to the priority, which information is shown first when there are multiple messages in explanation windows. A bug where some controls would still respond while a game is paused in the battle has been fixed.
Jesus Christ, man. What a debacle.
Following our last update, we've continued to improve gameplay speed in areas where previously slow down. Difficulty has been made more forgiving in specific minigames during story events. Controller input is now disabled when the game is not active.
Wow.
And additional minor bug fixes.
Yeah, you're right, Brake. You put it...
I could forgive minor bugs, you know? That could happen.
Yeah, I mean...
Even a game like this, which was made in the 90s, but this game's what, 25 years old now or more?
Yeah, but here's the
older. It's just...
Yeah, here's the thing, though, Brake. Here's the thing. It's fucking Square Enix, who has, like, endless fucking money when it comes to these games. You would think that they would take...
I hope when Profile Lenneth comes out on Steam, because it's going to happen at some point, they don't screw it up this bad.
You would think that...
Is it even them that ported it? Or was it, or did they outsource it like they do a lot of stuff?
I'm pretty sure it was an internal port.
Yeah.
Because
that's even worse.
Yeah. They explained the team that did it.
Yeah, this is.
No, I'm talking about Valkyrie, not Chrono Trigger.
Well, this is.
Chrono Trigger was outsourced, I think.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Like, Squinix loves outsourcing stuff.
Yeah, but I don't understand it. This is one of their. Like, this is a beloved game. That has played RPGs doesn't love Chrono Trigger. I've yet to meet that person.
I'm guessing the people that never played it before and played the original port.
Yeah,
those people probably don't enjoy the game.
Probably not, because they fucked it up. They've totally, you know, desecrated this fucking, you know, holy grail of games. Like, I don't get Square Enix, man. Like, I like Chrono Trigger. I wish they would have did a franchise based on Chrono Trigger rather than Final Fantasy.
They did, but it was a Chrono Cross series.
Yeah,
Chrono Cross. It's not a bad game, but yeah, it was never supposed to be a sequel to Chrono Trigger. And they kind of shoehorned it in, and to its detriment.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. I always wanted a real sequel to Chrono Trigger.
Yep. Me too, man. I mean, I think the world wants that. So if you're listening, Square Enix, make up for this fuck up by making a sequel, a really good one. All right, break. Next story. Breakman, did we lose you? Hey, Breakman, did I lose everybody? Eric, you there?
Yes, you lost me.
Okay. Are you back?
I just hit the mute button for a second. God, man.
Every time I go to you, it's
sitting there watching it. Like, what's going on?
No, I'm not watching it. I just went, Breakman, you're up next. And then it's total silence. I'm like, did we lose Break again?
Yes.
All right, Break.
Okay, coming to us live from RPG site. Clannad. I'm going to Clannads. Announced for the U.S. as a digital release on PS4.
Clan Nance. I love it.
Prototype is announced via the Twitter account, and why am I... Who cares how they announced it?
Who cares?
Released in the visual novel will be released for PlayStation 4 in the United States as a digital-only title on PSN sometime late this month. Here are the details. After the death of his mother, and I'm reading this for Frank, Tomoya... Okazaki,
yeah,
a guarded delinquent student at Hikarizaka High School, struggles to not only make sense of the abusive relationship he has with his alcoholic father, but also find meaning in his life. Oh, yeah. While on his way to class one morning, he meets a mystifying girl named Nagisa. I mean, well, if you're going to find...
Nagisa.
Well, if you're looking for a distraction, I mean, girl.
Yeah,
works.
There you go.
She's delinquent like him. Even better. I like her too. She's pretty cool. Yeah. But only because she is repeating her senior year, unlike the perpetually tardy.
That doesn't exactly make her a delinquent, but technically classifies.
Well, I mean, she could have been just somebody's not showing up is why she's failing, not because she's not smart. It's just she's not doing the work, you know?
Yeah.
From their brief encounter.
Actually, that's really because she was sick.
Hmm. And they punished her for that. That's some bullshit. Nagisa decides that they should be friends and enlists Tomoya's help to revive the school drama club. Damn, she friend-zoned him right away! Not being busy in any way, he decides to join in. Wow, he just joins along this friend-zone line, huh? Along the way,
actually, he gets married to her later.
Oh, spoiler. Thanks for ruining it for
us. Yeah, no reason to play this game now.
Yep.
Along the way, the two make friends and many other students and try to find both solace and belonging to their endeavors, and then later on they get married. features full HD support, series highest resolution, 5.1 wow. Channel surround sound support.
5.1 inch, I love it. There you go.
Text support for both Japanese and English. Yeah, so there you go.
Text.
See, you were going to spoil it for us anyway.
Yeah. It wasn't in the story. I added it because you did that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the reason is because there was a sequel and we get to learn about their kid.
Yeah, why you got to spoil it, man? You just ruined who did this?
I didn't ruin how it happens.
Publisher Prototype and developer Keys Clannad.
As long as we still get to see the sex scenes, it's good.
And technically, there is still a harem, so there's multiple endings.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Maybe there's multiple endings to this story. Actually, I think there's only one ending to this story. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Nier Automata has surpassed 3 million shipments and downloads worldwide. Japanese official Twitter account, which who gives a shit? I'm with you, Brake. Why do they fucking... Who cares where they announced it?
Well, you know what? I guess it's because just like I do, I say the website I'm writing this from, maybe that's the same reason they're doing it. But there's no reason for us really to read it.
Yeah. No. The big news here, 3 million copies. I guess the bigger news is Square Enix happy with that. They should be.
Apparently, if they're bragging about it, you know, unlike their usual projections, if they were less than 3 million and this is good for them, that's good. Maybe it's a sign of good things.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not going to forecast as badly in the future.
I hope not. I understand the need for it. Like you have investors that you're beholden to, and if you have, like, if I had shares in Square Enix, I would like them to be very ambitious, but I would also like them to be very realistic. You know what I mean? And then if you go above and beyond those numbers, then that's all the better. Like, what happened with Tomb Raider was just atrocious. That game sold gangbusters, but, you know, it's fucking Square.
Yeah, but I think Square has better expectations for this.
Yeah. Well, this, I mean, 3 million.
Well, that's what we're saying. We're hoping in the future they're going to be better off as far as registering the saleability of a game.
Yeah.
Not over predicting like they did for Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider didn't do well, but in fact, it did great.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think Square anticipated it selling even this well.
Yeah. No, I don't think they did either. And this is good.
They're probably under a million with expectations for this game.
That's good. I'm glad it sold gangbusters because it's a good fucking game.
And I do like that they're going by ship and not by sold units, too.
Yeah. I mean,
obviously online is sold, but as far as they're going for their shipped worldwide, which that's good numbers. That means that companies like GameStop, who were probably the primary sellers of this game, got good pre-orders from it.
Well, that and also it just got good word of mouth too. I'll be talking a little bit about word of mouth with the movies that I watch when I give my reviews of some movies that I saw yesterday. But
I saw a movie today.
Yeah, what'd you see?
I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
Then we'll talk about it later. Nier Automata, I hope that this is the start of a big franchise. Like, I know they had the other game, but this game really is, to me, like a good starting point for, you know, to get offshoots and another great action-adventure RPG-type games. This is a good game, Nier. And it looks pretty. It really does, so... All right, next story comes to us from RPG site, Destiny 2.
Maybe we can get a sequel to Dragon Guard 3 that isn't as jank as that game was.
Yeah. All right, Destiny 2 Forsaken has been officially announced. September 4th, and here's the features. Features hunt down the 8 barons and their crew. 2 new destinations, the Tangled Shore and the Dreaming City, a brand new raid, introducing Gambit, a 4v4 competitive player versus enemy mode, wield new
I thought they're adding mutants. I'm like, oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Wield new powers with 9 additional supers, collect new exotic weapons, armor, and gear, all new weapon archetype. Legendary Bow, new story missions.
Is it just named Legendary Bow?
Yep.
That's the lamest name ever.
I know.
It's an archetype generic. For a weapon, not a weapon.
Yeah, it's just name. Generic.
So you can call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
I hope they let you call it whatever you want.
I would call
of kicking your fucking ass.
No, I would call mine the Bow of Billis. Just because it sounds ridiculous. But anyways, new story.
How about Bilbo?
No, Billis, because that sounds even worse.
Like, I'm going to call that my phallic shooter.
Oh, yeah, that's even better. New story missions, adventures, destination activities, and more. Dungeons in chat, he says, oh ye gods, Dragon Guard 3, true jank. And then he says, this is basically the Taken King moment for Destiny 2. Just wait a year later for the real game like last time. I hope so because why are people buying this game if it's that shitty? You know, I've never bought Destiny 1.
Did they ever fix Destiny 2's problems?
it looked like a fun game, but yeah, I kind of feel the same way about Destiny as I do about Fallout games. Yeah. Like, You should wait. Like, you know, I'm sure it's fun now, but I'm also sure there are problems with it that need to be fixed.
Yeah.
And that you're not gonna, and that there's going to be a lot better stuff to come.
Since Dungeon Buster's here, it's not in the news, but we're getting in Metal Wolf Chaos.
Yeah, exactly. It says here, in addition, Activision shared details on how much things are going to cost, of course. Forsaken will be available as a standalone unit for $39.99, but it will require Destiny 2, along with Destiny 2 Expansions 1 and 2.
Hold on. Yeah. How is it standalone, but it requires it?
Yeah, it's not standalone.
I guess it's like standalone in the sense that you don't need to download it.
That's horseshit. That is a load of horseshit.
You know, I'm thinking that Dungeon Buster is going to rack up when we do our 500th episode, because I think he's going to be the only one in chat to get those gift cards. What do you guys think? Like, he week in and week out, and free.
God damn crazy Devolver wants to do Metal Wolf Chaos. Let them.
No, if he is the one who gets them all, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. I have no problem with it. If Dungeon is the only one in chat, he's going to get $75 worth of whatever the hell he wants. That's really cool. Dungeon said they might release a standalone version like they did with Taken King. It will have Destiny 2, but codes to download the
rest of the content. That's what they mean, then.
I'll just wait till they come out with, like, a, you know, Game of the Year edition, which they seem to always do, so, you know. Digital Deluxe Edition for $79.99, which is a ridiculous price. But that includes the Awoken Legend download content and the annual pass. Finally, what is the difference between, like, DLC and annual passes? I never got that. Like, annual pass, you get all the DLC, right?
It's for that season, though.
Is it a season pass, or it's... Yeah. Why are there different names for shit? Can't we just agree on some things? Either call it a season pass or call it an annual pass. Since everybody else calls it a season pass... Dicks, get aboard.
Dungeon says
get with the program.
Dungeon says he hopes he make it. Dungeon, you better be here, man. 500 episodes. Yeah, we're counting on you. You'll be the only chatter, man. I mean, you're almost guaranteed
all by yourself. And
I know. You're almost guaranteed like $75 worth of whatever. You know, Xbox, PlayStation, whatever. You know,
yeah, so. Between you, freak, and.
Maybe after Destiny 2 Forsaken, we can have a Destiny 2 Forgiven.
Yeah, exactly.
The fans forgive, or Bungie forgives, or asks for forgiveness, and they promise that they've changed.
Ooh, maybe Dungeon is, like, terminally ill or something. He says pre-grats on 500 levels. Yeah, like maybe he's, like, secretly battling, like maybe he's one of those virtual... like he's in a virtual realm and he's like, you know, Stephen Hawking, and he's like talking to us from like a hospital bed somewhere.
I would like Bungie to branch away from Destiny to do something else. I'm not saying stop doing Destiny because, I mean, I know it makes some money and stuff. I'm saying do something else too.
Yeah, why not?
I'd like to, like, I'd like to see you guys be creative.
Also, don't let fucking Activision fuck you and make you do bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, I see. He's telling me to be quiet.
I think, the reason they joined with Activision, because they were kind of the opposite of Microsoft.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, man. But really, Activision, the opposite of Microsoft? They're not really...
To Bungie. I mean, they treat Bungie differently.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because Bungie is a good you know...
Bungie is planning to do something else in China.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Boy.
Damn it.
Pachinko machines, man. That's what they're
I miss Bungie as a developer. You know, I love the original Halo games. They're so fantastic.
Yeah. They're a good developer, man. They just, I don't know. Sometimes I think they're kind of...
I mean, remember Halo 2, like how big it was? It got one of the best soundtracks. Yeah. I mean,
Bungie, make an RPG. Like, stop making shooters.
Yeah, make an RPG.
You made shooters for nearly 20 years. Do something else.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
They used to do other things. They did. They did an RTS at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was called Mythic. Yeah.
Mythic. That's right.
Yeah. I think they should buy a property. Like, let's say, Eternal Darkness. Buy that from, what's that shitty developer again?
Dyack.
Yeah, what's his...
Dyack and Silicon Knights.
Silicon Knights, yeah.
Silicon Knights, yeah. Right. I couldn't think of their name either.
Buy that property and do that game, man. That game needs a revival, man. Eternal Darkness. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
The next story is... Hold on a second. Code Vein's got a date. And it's launching PS4, Xbox One, and Steam in the West on September 28th. Yeah. The console version is September 27th, and the Steam version is 28th.
I'm kind of excited for this. There's not much. There's a special edition for Japan.
Yeah, Japan only, but released for now. But
are you guys?
This figure of Mia Karstein, a World Report art book, and a 22-track original soundtrack, and a code for the Bloodthirster DLC set that includes 3 accessories and a mask.
Yeah. Dungeon just said something fucking funny as hell. He says, "Watch Bungie revive Too Human. You know you want it." Yeah. You know what, though? Like, Too Human, like, gets a lot of flack. It was a shitty game, but I could see
some... But? What do you mean, but? What are you going to say, but?
Hold on. I was going to say...
when you die, you can watch the Valkyries take 5 minutes to resurrect you.
Yeah. I know. Like, I was hyped for that game. I bought into it.
Yeah,
I bought into the hype. The videos look good. It was like, finally, like, a Doom-like game for the consoles.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No, this isn't. No, no. What did I do? No.
I guess that, like, a studio like Bungie could probably do it justice. But I'm really hoping for fucking Eternal Darkness. Somebody please buy that property. Like, that game was, like, so good. I don't know if you guys ever had a chance to play it, but it was on the Cube, the GameCube, and it was an amazing game. Dude, it had to do a loading thing every time you accessed a menu. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was a piece of shit game, man. No question. But the, like, I like the story and, you know, some of the gameplay looked good. So, you know, Spiritual Eternal Darkness sequel would be epic, though. Yeah, I agree, Dungeon.
Gameplay was really repetitive. Got really repetitive really quick.
Maybe that's what Death Stranding is, though. Eternal Darkness spiritual successor.
No. He says he can't wait for Code Vein, the game we're talking about now. I'm with you. I think this game's going to be something else, man. It's going
to
be
something to tide us over until From decides to do another Souls-like.
Yeah. Now, the only question is, do I buy this on the Xbox One or the PS4? Like, what do you guys think? Like, I know...
I think you should wait until somebody does an analysis on all the versions.
That's true. You are infinitely wise, Eric. That's why you're doing the next story.
Next story. before that, I want to mention that if you pre-order a Code Vein, you can get, in Japan at least, I don't know if they'll do it in the US, but you can get a God Eater collaboration weapon set. Yeah. And God Eater 3 is a thing.
Yeah.
But we really haven't talked about it lately because there's not much news on it, but... Life is Strange is coming to Android, and apparently only just... Oh, wait, it's because it's already out on iOS. But why didn't they do both at the same time? That doesn't make sense.
It happens a lot like that, and it doesn't make sense because despite the popularity of iOS, Android actually does outsell it.
Yeah. I'm wondering, is this, like, is mobile gaming, like, I have this game, Life is Strange, I believe...
I don't know how... good this would perform on a mobile device, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have this game on... it's either the PS4 or the Xbox that I got it for, but I'm wondering if it could be any good on the mobile, because it... I mean, you know, it'd be pretty taxing, I think. I want to get back to something that Dungeon said in chat. He said, Eternal Darkness Stranding. Yeah, that's what we need, man. We need more games.
Anyways,
like that.
It says the Android version will feature controller support as well as other mobile version features such as touchscreen integration and new photo mode.
Yeah, that's cool. I like
I'd
the game.
I'd love to play this. I mean, I have it on my PS4, but I haven't touched it.
Yeah, I'm liking what I've played so far. I have this game, and if you get a chance to get it, it's always it's always on sale on the PlayStation Network and Xbox. So I'd pick it up for $10. I think I picked it up for $10, and then they got an expansion and stuff like that. But it's pretty good. I like it. I like it quite a bit. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu.
Yes.
Titan Quest for Switch launches July 31st.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Dungeon says Life is Strange is pretty good. I agree. I kind of like it, man. You know what else, Dungeon, I was going to ask you on today's show. I knew you'd be here. How's Vampire? I saw Dungeon playing Vampire on PlayStation. I'm kind of curious if it's worth picking up or if it's kind of a you know, wait till it goes down in price type
of
game.
One knock against it is that you can't do a pacifist run.
Well, is that a knock? Like,
why would you want to?
Yeah. Well, some people
do. For people that might want to, they won't be able to now.
For those weirdos who can't differentiate that this is fiction and not reality.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's okay that you can kill somebody in a game.
Some people like the challenge, though, like Fallout.
That's yeah. I'm with you, though. I like that type of gameplay sometimes. Like, if you can go through a game without killing anything, that's always a good thing. Dungeon says, whoa, Titan Quest for Switch. Hack and loot for days. Yeah, it is.
It's basically Diablo.
Yeah, it looks good.
I heard it was a good game, so, like, at least this will tide us over until Blizzard decides to actually do Diablo 3.
Yeah, well, Diablo. Oh, for the Switch? Yeah, they could do it. They could do it for the Switch easily, I think. That game doesn't look too too tasking.
I should look into getting review code for this if possible.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. If you get some, let us know how it is for sure. Dungeon says Vampire has a great atmosphere. Gameplay is all right. Yeah, see, that's not what I'm looking for. That to me, that says wait till it goes down in price and get it later. It looks fantastic for sure. He says you only have one save. It really forces choice and consequences because it constantly auto saves.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's also kind of problematic too. Because like, is. If your save file corrupts, then you got to start over.
But it doesn't happen that often, man. I mean, that
happened to me with fucking Transformers.
Ooh, yeah, that sucks. All right, this next story.
But you can replay the game. Like, remember the original Dead Rising? Like, there was a lot of flack over the limited saves.
Yeah.
But those saves, some of the stuff carried over. Yeah. And you can keep playing the game in different ways if you wanted. And you died, and you still kept, like, your life bar and stuff like that. Like, I kind of liked that. I thought it was kind of a neat thing. So if you failed one time, try something different.
Yeah, he says,
and you get stronger along the way.
Yeah, Dungeon says it's frustrating because if you want to do a super playthrough like with Detroit, you can't go back and replay from a save point. There is no game plus mode in Vampire.
Yeah, Detroit has like branching paths that you can on a flowchart you could just access at any point.
Yeah. So you do have to completely start over every time.
Ooh, yeah, that's rough. Damn, I bet you they patch that out. He says if you want to see different threads play out, you need to replay everything. So that, see, I don't like that because that's a forced replay. You know what I mean? Like, it's forced.
Like, why can't there be a new game plus? I mean, that should be kind of standard in games like this,
I
you'd
agree.
Think,
like,
you know?
Like, you should be able
in choice-driven games, you should be able to continue from, you know, to be able to keep something.
Yeah.
So, say, like, if you found, like, a map or something, just, I don't know, if it's an example. No.
Or
like, if you leveled up your character, if you leveled your character to 99, you don't want to start back at zero, or unless you've at least kept your stats.
Yeah, I bet you.
So like, you got your strength up to like 200, and now you can level up way past 200.
Yeah. He says it sucks because he did it early on, but he had to scavenge for shit all over again.
Like, they should let you keep stuff like that in a new game plus. You don't have to do a lot to make a new game plus. I mean, if you don't want your character, you don't want them to start over with the and having whatever their maxed out life or whatever.
Yeah.
But let them start over with the things that were hard to get.
Yeah.
You know? Like the ultimate weapon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or his scavenge stuff. Like, yeah. Come on.
You
come
should be able to keep your loot. Keep your loot. I bet you they
We're enjoying your game. We want a reason to keep playing it.
Yeah.
It's one of the points of contention I have with the Kingdom Hearts remaster. It's like, they didn't make any new tweaks in the game, so there's no new game plus on either games.
Yeah. We got a couple other chatters in chat. Cute Heel Girl and Shout Gamers and Slow Cool. I've seen Slow Cool in there before. They never say anything in chat, but you know, what's up, guys and gals? Dungeon says part of the joy is exploring stuff to me, and it kind of stifles that. Yeah, I agree. Like, you know, people have problems with backtracking and stuff like that, but like, I remember playing games like Metroid Prime, the first one, second.
Yeah, I love Metroid Prime.
Oh God, it's so good, man. So good. Dungeon says he's going to turn Breakman into a vampire.
No, don't do that. Yeah. Please. I don't want to be a vampire.
How do you turn a robot into a vampire, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a vampire, it sounds like it would suck. I mean, you can only come out at night. Yeah, like you it drink would only suck. Blood. You can't shower. You can't look at yourself in the fucking mirror.
Unless you're a Twilight vampire, then you can do... Like,
Break, quote unquote, Break said, vampire. Break said being a vampire would suck.
That was an unintended pun.
Yes, absolutely.
Good catch.
What if you're like an energy vampire where you just suck energy instead of blood?
Yeah, exactly. Those kind of vampires suck, though, man. You know, like literally suck. Like,
maybe that's suck what Neil deGrasse Tyson is. He's an energy vampire. He just sucks all the fun out of a room.
Yeah. Energy vampire. That would be a good, like, skit on SNL. Like the guy, like, the vampire just walks into a party and, oh, shit, I just did something to my screen here. The vampire walks into a party and then, like, he sucks all the life out of the room and the party just becomes real bland and dull.
Everybody just walks out.
Yeah, no.
Party's like, over.
Yeah, like, the music turns to, like, elevator music and people are doing, like, you know, they're doing, like, the white person dance, like, you know, like, and instead of, like, really, you know, getting into it. And then, like people are having conversations and then they're really lively and then they just turn to, like, you know, like paper or something. Like, do you know how to fold paper? Like, that real boring and dull shit, you know? Dungeon says stealth is hilariously bad in Vampire. Walking slow behind someone turned around is what passes for health. Wow, weird.
Stealth,
yeah, I'm sorry. The choices you make at major points in the story are like monkey's paw choices, though. Sometimes doing the right thing dooms an entire neighborhood, and you see the consequences.
Ooh, I like that.
I do like that. You know, Bloodborne was sort of like that. Sort of like that. God, Bloodborne. I want Bloodborne 2. Bloodborne 1 was so good. It's so good.
So if you do the bad thing, sometimes good turn out, like, consequently?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe Dungeon knows the answer to that. If you do something bad, does it mean
I don't think Dungeon ever uses a bad character. Like, he can't do it. He can't bring himself
to it. It's like me. We've talked about this before. I can never do bad shit in games. I don't know why. I just don't. Dungeon says I had to restart because one choice I made did something unexpected. Ah, that sucks, man. Really sucks. All right, let's move on to our next story from Gamatsu.
Said sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. Xseed Games. Man, a lot of sucking on this show today. Well, you know, figuratively speaking.
We already talked about all the other games, but there's one in particular that we haven't talked about.
Bridget is evil in chat. She says, I like to kill some of my sins.
I like games that give you, like, different kill animations. Like, I try to get killed in those games just to see what happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Although I don't need to because I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah, me too, dude. No. I was going to say that's natural for me, Break. Like, I suck at video games. But so here's Xseed's lineup for E3. Freedom Planet for the Switch.
That's the one I was talking about. It's like they're publishing the Switch version.
Gal Metal for the Switch, that's cool. Gungrave VR for the PlayStation VR. Sakuna of Rice and Ruin for the PS4 and PC. From the screenshot, looks good. I haven't seen any video on that yet. Senran Kagura Burst Renewal, playable on the PS4. So that's a nice little lineup that they got for E3. So I'm pretty sure that they'll have lots of goodness at E3. Dungeon says, I made the mistake of leaving a Sims game while going out to eat. I came back and it was night in the game. The house had apparently had a major fire in the kitchen, and there were ashes and bones or something.
like you can't leave those Sims alone. They're like toddlers.
Yeah,
like, you have to watch them like a hawk.
You know, I don't like playing those Sims games, but I do like watching like Bridget play Sims every once in a while. I got her Sims for the Xbox, and it looks fun. You know, it's a fun little... But
Mrs. Brickman, that's the only thing she'll... Well, she'll play Mario, too. But
yeah, yeah.
The you Sims. Need,
like, you need to get a Switch and a PlayStation, man. I want to play some games with people online. I should play more with Eric. I don't know if we have the same games and shit, though. Dungeon says, I think so. Someone tried cooking and mistakes happened. Oh, they all died. Yeah. Yeah, that happens. If you're not a good cook in The Sims.
Can you die by bad food cooking in Sims?
No.
Mrs. Bergman said there's a seasons pack coming out soon.
Ooh, there's a seasons pack coming soon.
They've got a lot of, like,
I would not encourage EA by buying any Sims-related expansions, because those are things that should have been in the game to begin with, and now they're selling it to piecemeal.
Yeah. No, they had a lot of content with those, with that added stuff. I don't know. Like, there's some of it maybe early on, but since then, they've added a lot of content. And if they'd waited to get all that content, the game wouldn't have come out for a long time.
Yeah, Bridget says, ooh, then you have ghosts floating all over. Fun. Yeah, there's all kinds of ghosts.
And zombie Sims.
Yeah, and Sims.
Ghosts and vampires are both.
They have vampires. I haven't got her to the vampire pack yet, but I plan on getting that when they have a sale and I have a little extra cash. That should be fun. I'm going to go ahead and do the last story. Tales of Vesperia, 10th anniversary remaster website discovered. The announcement set for E3 2018 comes to us from Gamatsu. So there's a website, and that's a story. So there you go. You're going to get...
I'm going to guess a PC, PS4, and Switch.
Yeah, I'm guessing. So we'll find out.
They might do an Xbox One one, but I just because there was a 360 version for the last one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm digging... I'm putting on porn music for our background.
But
music.
Hey, we might finally get the content that was in the PS3 version if it gets localized.
Yeah. E3. Before we get on to, I need to turn the porn music down. Yeah, I like it though. That's kind of cool. E3, guys. Anything that you're hoping for in E3? We're not going to get too in depth on this episode.
Well, one of my crazy fever dreams that happened, that's Wentworth Chaos getting brought to the West.
Yeah, that would be
in
cool.
some fashion. Yeah. I don't know if it's a new game or if it's a remaster.
Yeah,
but it's probably just a remaster.
How about Chrono Trigger 2? Wouldn't that be something if fucking Square pulled? Pulled a big one on everybody, and they said, just kidding about the Final Fantasy VII remake, but we're going to be doing Chrono Trigger, and it's ready to go now. That would be cool.
Some people have suggested maybe like Xenogears for Steam, as well as Final Fantasy Tactics, The War of the Lions for Steam.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's like a real sequel to Xenogears.
Yeah, that would be cool. How about a continuation of the Xeno Saga? I wouldn't mind that.
Thing was, that was supposed to be 5 games, but then I think they had to kill 2 of them and then make the 3rd game the final game.
How about...
It's because it didn't do as well as they were hoping.
Yeah.
And, they overestimated on that one.
Not only that, but they ran out of money.
Yeah. How about a sequel to Nocturne or Devil Summoner 3? If we're talking Atlas properties, Final Fantasy, I don't know, what are they up to? 16? That would be okay.
Yeah, it would be 16. Yeah, I doubt they'd announce that. It'd be more like a sequel. Probably. Yeah.
Square would totally announce it and then take like 3 years before they actually say it's in development.
Yeah, you could be right. Like they just do a quick teaser trailer, like they did for 7. You know, where you just see like the hand of Cloud. That's it. Like hey.
Yeah, and then 10 years later, they like give you another teaser trailer, not even a full trailer. that would be Square for sure. Are we actually going to get that Final Fantasy VII remake this year or next year?
No,
guys?
No, not
next
this year.
Not even probably next year.
God. They haven't shown any video of it yet. If it comes out next year, I'd be surprised. I'm thinking 2020 at the earliest.
I saw a little snippet of the game at one point. Teaser. It was something different. So that.
Wait, you're talking about like the screenshots going around the internet about the Airbuster battle.
That and there was another little tiny video that somebody had dug up somewhere that I'll have to look for it. But I kind of.
We need that music playing.
Yeah, I know the music's distracting.
Oh God! You guys don't like the porn music, okay? Well,
I mean, you can play it if you want. It's just it's kind of weird. Every time we talk, it stops. If it was gonna keep playing the entire time, it'd be okay, I guess.
It stops, really? Damn, that's weird.
When I'm talking, I hear, or when you're talking, when Eric's talking, when I'm talking, I hear no music.
I hear. The
I wonder
music
if it's
all the
situational
time.
Sound adjustment.
It's weird because I hear it all the time, constant. All right. All right.
You know, we should ask Dungeon Buster. He's the one that matters.
Yeah, exactly. He's the one that's blessed with the 70s porn music. All right.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant like he's the listener. Like, what does he think about it? God, yeah. Frank, why'd
he
you
like,
take it to such
dude,
a weird
I can already
place?
Tell.
Funky
he, I can tell he likes the porn music. So, you know, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, you just know, you know? Anyways. So what are you looking forward to most, break E3?
I've said it numerous times. I believe they're going to announce Halo 6.
Yeah, Halo 6. That's a biggie.
That has me excited.
Yeah.
We know they're – I want to know more about the Bethesda – or I'm sorry, the new Fallout game that Bethesda has announced.
Yeah, the 76. That's
yeah, we know it's going to be online.
Whether or not it's worth anybody's time as well.
Yeah, I
do. Let's see. What else do we know about E3 so far?
Metroid Prime 4 is probably going to have some kind of more information. We might actually see gameplay.
Yeah. What big announcements are Nintendo going to have? Because
yeah.
I don't think they're going to announce a Mario game. I want another Zelda, but I don't think it's going to be like a follow up to Breath of the Wild. It's probably going to be more like closer
Dynasty
traditional
Warriors.
Or side game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a 3DS game, because I don't see them doing like another Zelda or another.
I think they're done
Mario
with the 3DS.
Session.
Yeah,
they'll probably make a Switch game.
Yeah, you got a good point. They might be getting. I think they are pretty close.
How about a new Kirby game? That would be cool.
We already have a new Kirby game.
What's it called?
It's called Star Allies, and it came out like a couple months ago.
News to me. Like I'm out of it. I don't, you know, but I agree. Like something. You know what Nintendo should explore? Maybe getting together with they used to do this quite a bit. Get with another company and do an original IP and publish it. You know, like just something different. Like I don't know,
like Super Mario RPG, for instance.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's what Sushi Strikers is all about.
What about? Do you guys think? See, this is going to be my biggest hope is that they announce Bloodborne 2. That would be my hope for E3. If they announce that game, I think that would be huge.
I'm expecting Microsoft to announce more on Crackdown, and hopefully it gets a release date this year.
Have you not been paying attention?
That
what?
The
it's been delayed till 2019
yep,
now.
Yep.
I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, it's delayed. But and for good reason. It the videos that I saw of it did not look good, man. Like, what about Anthem? Anybody excited for that? Because the vibe I get is kind of like nobody's excited. Like, it just
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, Anthem. It's that new big property from what's that company, Eric?
They're some piece of shit company that did nasty on Star Wars.
Yeah, EA.
I'm not familiar with Anthem. I don't know what this is. I'm gonna Google it.
Anthem
it's
looks
BioWare's
good.
Next
yeah.
game.
Yeah, Anthem looks good to me, but I think they're gonna find some way to fuck that experience up.
Mm. Anthem
transactions and loot boxes.
Yeah, loot boxes.
Anthem health insurance. No, that's not what
Anthem
for.
Health insurance. Yeah. What about a Castlevania game? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If they go back to the old style of Castlevania, I didn't like the last Castlevania.
Here's what I'm expecting from Konami. I'm expecting a Pro Evolution Soccer game and a Yu-Gi-Oh game, and those are probably the two Switch announcements. Yeah. But I want it to be like some kind of Castlevania collection, because Konami's never actually done a collection of their Castlevania.
That would be cool. Dungeon says Anthem is BioWare's Destiny.
See, when you I wasn't interested in you said BioWare. And you said BioWare and I got my interest.
Yeah. I'll take that back. They actually did do a collection. It was a collection of the Dracula X series. That's that's a remake of Dracula X and of Symphony of the Night, as well as the original Dracula X on the PSP.
Yeah. Dungeon says, but hopefully it will be way better than Destiny. I hope so, man. But I just hope they don't fuck people with the damn loot boxes, man. Like they did with, Battlefront. I
wanted to talk about that one, what we've been playing, but I don't even know if we're going to do that right now. But
yeah,
I haven't come across any loot boxes in the game.
Well, we don't have any homie discounts or Twitter comments.
Well, we're still talking E3, so.
We're done with E3. We'll talk in depth next week. I know this is just like a preview before the show. We were just, answering a couple questions there. What have you been playing, Brake?
I've been playing Battlefront 2 mostly. You remember what I said about the first Battlefront? Like, it lacked that really one thing, fun. Battlefront 2 does not lack fun.
It's pretty fun.
It does not lack that. It has all the cool features the first one had, and by cool features I mean like the really feeling the experience of being in a world of Star Wars. Like they've made it really feel like a Star Wars world, and it's enjoyable to play.
Yeah. You know, the last time I got that feeling break was Knights of the Old Republic.
Hmm.
Wouldn't that be a good announcement? Like Knights of the Old Republic 3 or something. That would be kind of cool. I'd dig that. But anyways, continue on.
It'd have to be I'd think something different. Instead of continuing that, maybe a new Star Wars RPG would be cool. Yeah.
Yep, that would be awesome.
So it's still the same type of game, but it's hard to explain how it's different than the original. Like the original seemed like it wasn't really finished in a weird way. I don't know how to say it because it felt like a polished game. Like it was graphically pretty, and it you were in his world Star Wars, but it was missing something.
It just lacked.
I said
polish?
Like fun.
Fun. Yeah,
basically that's... for me. I mean, but I've seen people play it and they'll play it and enjoy it and they play it all day long. This is the only game I've been playing all week. I've been really enjoying it.
Yes, a Star Wars open world galaxy game RPG would be fun. I think that would be awesome, man. Who wouldn't like to just head on over to Tatooine or whatever other planet.
No Man's Sith.
No Man's
pretty
Sith.
Sure they already did that, but it was an MMO and it was terrible.
No MMO.
Like I haven't come across any loot boxes or anything like that, really. I just... I thought they took all that stuff out, and I don't see any of it.
Well, that's
no,
good.
they're gonna put loot boxes back in, but they're getting rid of microtransactions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
Not really. That's it.
All right, Eric. What have you been playing?
More Bad Apple Wars. Blood Saint Curse of the Moon. I beat all the endings, got all the Steam achievements,
Yay!
Which if you have a PSN version, you'll find it doesn't have a complete achievement list, so you can't get a platinum. So I'm guessing it also doesn't have a complete gamer score number of 100, 1,000. Who cares? Because I don't care about that shit.
Yeah, I don't care about that shit either.
I did it mainly just to see the different endings.
That's cool. What else?
A little bit of a game called Moonlighter, which is like an action RPG in the vein of like Zelda, but the idea is kind of like Risk of Tear, only you go out yourself and you loot the dungeons for stuff to sell.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do that. You can do it Risk of Tear's way, and you could hire people to do it for you instead.
Yeah. They should come out with Dark... what is that? God damn it. Never mind. Dungeon says, ooh, just read the Metal Wolf Chaos news. Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting.
See, I've been avoiding spoilers, really. I want to wait and see I want to see the big showcases.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I like their conferences.
Oh, yeah. One thing, I wonder how many people are clamoring for Metal Gear Rising Revengeance 2 or something. Yeah.
Here's a question.
If they announce it, there'd be one guy in a crowd like, yeah, and everybody looks at him like, huh?
Here's a question. How interested in people are people in like live grinders during E3? That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
That's a lot of time. You mean like during the press conferences?
Maybe during the press conferences, like I could come on, and if you guys happen to be there, like it's on the weekend, so it's not like, you know.
I need money to go to California.
Yeah, I know. That'd be cool.
yeah, I know.
I need money
EA
to pay to get into
the
E3.
Yeah, I think I'll probably do some E3 and on. Twitch and YouTube, so it'll be an unofficial RP Grinders.
Yeah, I got sick on Monday, so there goes my idea for taking Monday off to watch the stuff.
Yeah,
I especially want to watch the Square presser because that happens when I'm at work.
Yeah,
my Tuesdays with Nintendo's Direct.
Yeah,
when I also won't be here for, but I could always watch it online. I highly doubt Square puts up their pressers on their website, but who knows?
Who knows? We'll see. I've been playing a little bit of Marvel Puzzle Quest. Of course, I play that every day. And Uncharted. I wanted to say something about Uncharted. It looks, I mean, it holds up pretty well for being a remaster from a PS3 game. It's really pretty on the PS4. So if you don't already have that Uncharted collection, it's well worth the money now. You can get it for 20 or less. It's worth it. I think I picked it up for $10 when it came out on the PlayStation Plus sale. So that was a good thing. I didn't get a chance to play many games this week because I watched a lot of TV. And I have a lot of reviews, but let's go with Eric's review first of Batman Ninja, and then I'll get into mine because I'm kind of excited for my reviews.
Batman Ninja is probably the stupidest goddamn Batman thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's stupid,
but that's
but it's
exactly
fun.
Why it's awesome.
Yeah, it's stupid fun. It really is. It's just completely.
But I have a few problems with it though. Like. Yeah. Warner Brothers, what the fuck are you doing not putting the Japanese audio in the language menu? Why do I have to do the special features? And why isn't the English subtitle track for the Japanese audio? Why is it just for the English dub?
Yeah, it's weird.
Because like the way that they wrote the script for the English language release was vastly different from the Japanese one.
Yeah.
It's like almost 90% of it's different. So it's practically a different movie.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of good in a way.
So I have to find a digital version somewhere and find a way to get the subtitle. Find the subtitle track. Find a way to get it to run on the digital version.
Break, that's funny.
I'll probably be back here next week to tell you how different it is.
Yeah. Break says, is the sequel going to be Batman Samurai? That, yeah.
Here's the weird thing, too. It's like, in Japan, it was called Ninja Batman, but they called it Batman Ninja here for whatever reason. But, he kind of was Samurai Batman. Like, he was Sengoku Batman, and then he becomes Batman Ninja.
Yeah. So what are you giving Batman Ninja, Eric?
I'm gonna give it 8.5.
All right, that's fun. It's
but,
just
like the dubbing is not the greatest. I mean, I guess it's acceptable. Like the only familiar voice actors that you've been used to for a while would be Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, who are voiced by both Tara Strong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I can't really care about Tara Strong because Tara Strong's anti-vaxxer, so fuck her. But I'm gonna say they do a lot of, like, almost the entire Batman family is here. Like, the only people that are missing are Batgirl and Batwoman. It's like, why aren't they in this movie? Batmite's not there either.
How about Ace the Dog?
Although the one thing I will say about this movie is
Ace
that
the Dog.
it feels more like a 66 Batman movie. Than anything.
Yeah.
It's like, does sound pretty awesome.
If 66 Batman somehow took itself a little bit more seriously, this is what would probably happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, because, like, they even do the 66 Batman theme a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, Brake, you brought me back to the 80s with that confrontation, man. The Batman Ninja 2, the confrontation. Remember those movies? Did you ever watch, like, American Ninja and, like, what was the other ones, Break? There were so many good ones back in the day. And I say by good, I mean bad good, you know? So bad they're good.
Like those over-the-top action. You know, none are coming to mind at the moment. Yeah,
Invasion USA. Kind of... You guys remember Michael Dudikoff, Dungeons?
Yeah, like all those movies starring like Michael J. White and Cynthia Rothrock.
Yeah, Cynthia Rothrock.
Billy Drago and shit. Like those movies are fucking awesome.
Out for Justice was Seagal, when Seagal was good. Invasion.
when people still liked them before we knew how much of a cheap piece of shit he was.
Dungeon. This, I'm going to date myself a little bit, man. Invasion USA was insane. I highly recommend people watch that movie. It's good. It's fun. It's bad, but, you know, good. You know, so bad it's good.
What was it? Reno Williams, The Adventure Begins.
Remo, yep, Remo Williams. You ever
Remo,
see?
You
ever see a movie called Lone Wolf McQuade? I love that movie. It's so cheese fest. Good.
I don't know if I did or not.
I will say for Batman, it's just like, please in Japan, just stop trying to make CG an anime thing. It's never going to be good unless it's Final Fantasy or Guilty Gear.
This dates Dungeon too. He says he saw Invasion USA on VHS. That's crazy, man. I think I saw it on VHS too. Either that or like on like... free TV, like on a Saturday, the edited version. all right. I'm going to do my reviews quick fire here because I got a few. Santa Clarita Diet Season 2. I finished that season, and it's every bit as good as the first season and crazy. If you like dark humor, watch Santa Clarita Diet. It's a funny show. And it's fun to watch. So if you're into like horror, comedy, dark comedy, zombie type stuff, with a sense of humor, watch it. It's really good. I'm going to do the Solo. I don't have much to add to this.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself.
No, I'm not going to spoil anything. Break. You don't have to go. Break, you there? He left. Good. Good-ish. The only thing I wanted to add is by the end of the movie, I really felt that guy was Solo. Like, I didn't even think of Harrison Ford after a while. I thought he did a good job. So I'm giving it a 7. It's a solid movie.
Oh, yeah. That goes into a stinko I could mention, but I don't know if you had Star Wars as your stinko.
No, I don't have Star Wars as my stinko.
Oh, apparently another Star Wars actor has been chased off of Instagram because of rabid fanatics.
Yes, I read that. It's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
The person that played Rose in The Last Jedi.
Yeah. Okay, so Santa Clarita Diet Season 2 gets a solid 8.5 for me. I saw a movie called Upgrade. And check this out, guys.
That's the one that's on YouTube, right?
No, it's not on YouTube, I don't think.
It's in theaters?
It's in theaters.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I went to go see Hereditary, and I made Hereditary a double feature by sneaking in to see Upgrade. And Upgrade is fantastic.
Are they that lax there that you could do that?
Oh, dude, come on, man. Like, if you don't have money, that's the way to do it, dude. Like, I mean, there was nobody in the theater. There was like 3 or 4 people. So it wasn't like they were. And the usher came in and everything. Like, they're not going to care. You know, what's the worst?
We're already charging you $20. Why not?
Yeah. What's the worst that could happen? Just say, get out. Okay. So Upgrade.
If they ban you, that's less business for them. So it's like, why not? Yeah. We don't want to piss these people off. There are a reason for having money.
Yeah. Dungeon says he liked it. It was entertaining. I wouldn't have felt that I would have missed anything major not seeing. Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. Like, it was unnecessary. Solo, that is. Upgrade's great. If you like action, over-the-top, bloody, gory action, then Upgrade is perfect. I'm not a huge action guy, but I really enjoyed Upgrade. I saw the previews, got interested, and decided to dip on in, and it was perfect timing, and it was good. It was glorious. Well,
if I have room after seeing Hikara-san and Hereditary and Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, then I'll see Upgrade.
Upgrade is awesome.
Is Upgrade, or is Upgrade like a Redbox thing?
No, I think it's a solid screener, dude. I mean, if you happen to get it on Redbox, that's fine too. But if you have the extra money, I highly recommend it. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10, and that's really good for an action movie. I'm not a huge action movie guy. But this is the review I really wanted to get to, a movie called Hereditary. I'm a huge horror fan, and you know, I like a lot of the old classics, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Halloween, of course. And those are all great movies. Exorcist comes to mind. You know, kind of a pantheon of scary movies. And I'm adding a modern movie to that, two modern movies to that. One is called Get Out. If you haven't seen that movie, it's fantastic and eerie and scary and you know, worth every penny that I paid to see that movie. But I'm also adding Hereditary. Hereditary is a modern Exorcist. It's that fucking good. Hereditary is... I'm not using hyperbole when I say Hereditary is one of the scariest movies I've seen. Get Out, super scary to me, but in a different vein than Hereditary. It's more of along the lines of an Exorcist scary, but more of a slow burn. The best way that I could describe Hereditary, it revolves around a family of four, daughter, son, and kind of, you know, just an everyday, you know, every man's family, you know, American family. But the best way that I can describe Hereditary, it's like a long tendril that slowly creeps up on you, grabs you, and won't let you go, like a squid. That's Hereditary. I felt in the movie theater, I very rarely feel this way, but I felt like I was being choked the entire time by what was going on the screen. It is a fantastic movie, and I don't give 10s out lightly. I gave Get Out 10, and I think that's the only movie I've ever given a 10 on this show. I'm giving Hereditary a 10 out of 10. It is a fucking scary ass movie. And if you like horror movies, you're going to love this movie. And I hope a lot of people go out this weekend and support Hereditary, because it deserves every bit of the acclaim that it's getting. It's a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if Toni Collette doesn't get an Oscar nomination, I'm boycotting the Oscars. That's all I got to say about it. It's a perfect horror movie in every regard. There was not, I didn't see any flaws. I know every movie has flaws, but if this movie has flaws, they're very hidden to me. And somebody's going to have to point them out, because it is fantastic. It is great. I highly recommend seeing Hereditary in the theaters. Please see this movie, because it's great. That's my review.
That's all your review. So can we talk spoilers of Solo now?
Spoiler alert. Yep, go ahead.
All right, cool. So, yeah, obviously I did see Solo.
Yeah.
I was just giving shit by not listening.
Yeah, you son of a
bitch. Talking in chat. So I did see Solo. I think Solo is like a... It's a Star Wars movie for Star Wars fans, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
This is expanded universe stuff. This is for the people who read the books and such, you know. But I definitely left with some questions.
What's your question?
Anyone who is any kind of Star Wars fan has always known that Chewie has followed Han everywhere because he owes him a life debt.
Yes. And we get to find that out, sort of, don't we? Like,
yeah, they never.
No, we don't.
That's what it
is. I don't think so. Like, well, it is. Does he get a life debt at the end when he saves him from Beckett?
No, he gets.
I don't think it was freedom.
I think,
but when he freed him, they worked together to be freed.
Yeah,
so
but that's
not really a life debt type thing, and they never mentioned the life debt at all.
I think
they were going to work the life debt into the sequel kind of thing.
Maybe it. There's no way Solo gets a sequel.
There's no way.
They did too terribly.
But I took it as like Hull, Han was the one that got them out. Like, he's the one that suggested, you know, breaking that pole thing, and he got him out and got him transportation too. So
I don't know, but like, he never really mentions life debt, because if you look at it later on in the movie, he chooses, instead of to help Han, to go off on and help his people.
Yeah,
if he had a true life debt, he couldn't do that. He'd have to follow Han.
Yeah.
So he didn't actually have a life debt at that point. So the only point he could have got the life debt is when he saved him from Beckett. But I just that just didn't seem life debt worthy.
Maybe.
Although I said that was probably the greatest scene in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
On shooting him in mid-sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a callback to the first trilogy.
Yeah.
To the original, basically, it is kind of a pointing out of Han's character. Han Solo is a survivor.
Yeah.
He's looking out for number one, and Chewie.
I don't know. I mean, the movie kind of fucks with that idea, because he's a kind of a hero at the end. But I'm thinking the way Han is like, he won't get involved unless he's already involved.
Yeah.
No, he's a survivor. Like, him giving them, like, the stuff that they want, and they need, that's not really out of the character of being a survivor. He doesn't need that stuff.
You know what I think this movie suffered from, Solo? Because I think it's the weakest Star Wars movie since probably, not Last Jedi, but Phantom Menace. I'm not putting it in the same vein as Phantom Menace, but I think having Ron Howard kind of took a little bit of the zing out of that movie. And if you look at Ron Howard's career, he's not really known for the most exciting of movies. You know what I mean? Like, it, to me, it didn't have a Star Wars pace. You know what I mean, Brake? Like, it just seemed like it was a by-the-numbers Star Wars movie.
I do see like it being by-the-numbers. I definitely agree with that. I feel like they played it safe in a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kind of feel like after watching, you know, other movies, like, for instance, The Last Jedi, when they go off and do, like, this gambling casino and stuff. I appreciate this one staying on point at all times, you know,
yeah.
Like it keeps within itself and it doesn't go branching off into other places, you know? And right. Dungeon Buster in chat says he fought the life debt was because he helped free Chewie and then helped him free his people.
Yeah, he
just really gave him a weapon and left. He didn't actually, like, help at that point. In fact, after that, he came back and saved Han.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, after he saved his people, like, Han was in deep shit, and here comes Chewie to save his life.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So I think the life debt didn't actually happen in this movie. I think if it'd be in another movie or... basically, him and Chewie are just besties.
Yeah,
and that's why Chewie stays with him.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it was just
rewriting the fiction.
You know,
not having a sequel in this movie.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, we're definitely not getting a sequel to that movie. But maybe it is. Maybe it was just a story that Han made up. That he was indebted to Han. You know, because Han is kind of like that renegade. Outlaw type guy, you know, with a heart of gold, you know, so maybe it was just like some bullshit story that he told somebody one day and then it just got, the legend got added to over the years or something, you know, something like that, maybe. I guess that's what, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, well, what's the span of time between this film and, Episode 4?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I was reading online somewhere. 10 years, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's move on to our Stinkos real quickly, guys. We don't got much time to do all these things and get to a free-for-all. So, Eric, actually, let's go with Brake. Brake, what's your Stink? Do you have a Stinko this week?
Yeah, I got one Stinko, and it's an annoying one. Although I think for Frank, there's one of these particular types that he probably waits for and hopes for. But I'm referring to solicitors, the door-to-door salespeople and such. And I know Frank wishes every day that Jehovah Witnesses come to his door.
Oh, I pray for it. I pray to God that that Jehovah Witnesses come to my door.
Yes, I know. You can't wait. You sit there and wait all day long.
Oh, God. And they never do. But, you know, I always have this fantasy of, like, them showing up at my doorstep like a Jehovah Witness and me, like, opening the door all menacingly and, you know, listening to what they have to say and say, come on in. Come on in. The Dark Master has foretold your coming, you know, and, like, be all dastardly and, like, you know, I think that'd be fun. That'd be really fun. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds pretty funny, in fact. But you know, I get Jehovah Witnesses, I get electric people trying to sell us like different electric plans and trying to get us on the like cable or one of my favorites, the guy trying to sell meat out of the back of his truck.
Those are always fun. Yeah, those are always fun.
Those totally aren't dead people.
Well, the last guy was a dick about it too because I didn't want it. I'm like, dude, no.
No, get out of here.
Like, what's wrong with you? Like, this is good stuff, man. I just do this, and I'm just wondering, like, man, can I call the cops on this dick?
I know. What an ass.
But,
you need a license to sell stuff.
Yeah.
So those guys, and my least favorite of all, like, the politicians. Like, you remember that? Like, yeah, I told you the story many times of the politician coming up, interrupting me when I'm working in my yard.
Yeah, yeah.
Asshole. Well, so this weekend, though, Mrs. Brakeman, she had to deal with solicitors when I wasn't around, and she put up a note on notebook paper. She said, instead of answering the door, she just put this under to the curtain, and a note saying, solicitors will be charged $50 to speak. By knocking, you agree to this payment. Thanks.
I love it. That's awesome, man.
I should do that.
Yeah, that's really good.
Door-to-door salespeople don't make anything. They are being screwed. It's basically a pyramid scheme. There are people at top making money. Yeah. They don't make shit. Now, in fact, a lot of those people are sent out there for free.
Yeah.
And with promises of what they're going to get and never get that.
They never get
so
it.
So I feel a
maybe
bad
I should make another note that says if you're part of a door-to-door salesperson that's a part of a pyramid scheme, you're getting screwed. Don't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think they realize they're in a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it's... You know, a lot of people get sucked up into those games, man. And it's
like I've seen like Like, for instance, kids selling vacuum cleaners, like, they literally drove them to the neighborhood, dropped them off with the vacuum cleaner, and
Yep.
told them, go sell it.
Yep.
Like,
No, I've seen
left
that.
them, like, just left them there. And I'm like, what the,
Yep.
like, what is this shit, man? Like,
Yeah, and
and how much are they paying you for this?
yeah,
And then
nothing.
he's not getting shit for it, you
No.
know?
Yep. No, that's and which
Kids
by the
don't
way
get shit to sell popcorn or cookies either, do they?
which by the way is illegal. You can't
No,
work for free.
Girl Scouts, no. They,
Yeah.
like, for instance, they do not make shit selling cookies.
No.
They get into, or at least I know it used to be like you'd get not money, like you'd get into,
Trips
well,
and, you know,
while
other
I was
things.
in school, it was you would get, if you sold like candy bars door to door, you would get points towards a catalog where you could buy stuff in this catalog, but you'd have to sell like 1,000 candy bars to get something worth like $50.
No, for sure. It sucks,
And
and it's
yeah,
definitely a
and I
staple,
think
man.
solicitation should be illegal going door to door.
I agree. I think the time for door-to-door salespeople is pretty much in the past, man. It's. I hope it dies out because you're right. There's a lot of fucking problems with it, for sure. Eric, quickly, what is your stinko of the week?
My stinko is that Minnesota and Amazon workers are seeking better workplace coaches, and so the stinko is actually the fact that they have shitty working conditions.
Yeah, nah, that sucks, man. I've been
A
hearing
group of
about that.
East African employees at that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. People are people, right? Like,
Yeah.
we
It's,
all.
I mean, yeah, but it's like they're definitely being exploited.
Yeah. And that sucks. Anytime somebody. I mean, this has been known for a long time that Amazon doesn't really treat its employees the greatest. You know, I know if you were to interview Jeff Bezos, he would say, oh, we're, you know, doing great with our employees, and we do this and that and the other. Just look at so and so. But every fucking time, you know, that you interview one of these people, they're gonna say the same thing. It's like a broken
And we
record.
know this going on, but the article has to say the employees allege that they
Yeah.
have experienced exhaustion, dehydration, and injuries. And this is what Amazon does instead of giving you healthcare. They have an EMT right outside
Oh, get
the
the fuck
warehouse.
out of here. Fuck you and your EMT,
Are
Amazon. Are
I'm
you
sure they
kidding
still
me?
have to pay because they don't have healthcare.
I think a lot of companies should have an EMT, but in place of healthcare, are you
No, I
fucking kidding me? Are you
exactly.
fucking kidding
Yeah,
me?
right. That's exactly right. Like, EMTs are great and
And
that's
like, why don't
good.
you
I
guys
mean,
just
yeah, it's
bend over?
healthcare,
We're
but
gonna shove this
it's not
light pole
actual
right up your ass.
insurance. Break your funny as fuck, man. Yeah,
It,
bend
it's like
over.
some sleazy slime ball that was like in marketing said
Yeah.
it's technically healthcare because we're providing a service
Oh,
by
get
putting
the
the
fuck
EMT out
out.
there.
Yeah, that's a
Jesus.
great idea. Yeah, 'cause and I'm sure that EMT is happy about that he's responsible for the healthcare of all those employees, but whatever.
I mean, in my job, we have an EMT, but they work there on the job doing the job, so it's not just them being there as the EMT.
I bet they advertise that too. A perk of
EMT is
working
what
at
they do on the
Amazon.
side, and their
Yeah.
actual job is at the
What's
warehouse.
that,
A
break?
perk of working at Amazon is you won't die on the job.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck
Wait,
that.
what you mean won't die on the job? What are you talking about? What's going on
I
here?
know. What are you
It's really
doing to
hot in
kill
there.
us? Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna move on to my stinkos real quickly. I got four of them, and you can guess where this is going. Number one is Rudy Giuliani again for being a douchebag and talking shit about Stormy Daniels and women in general. How dare he?
How about just Trump opening his mouth, period?
Hold on. Manafort, again, he's been now charged with two additional crimes, and that guy should be in a jail cell right now. Why he's not is beyond me. He is a fucking criminal, and he broke the terms of his fucking release by trying to intimidate witnesses, and anybody like that should be immediately in jail. Trump again for just pardoning people willy-nilly. I'm really happy for one of the people that he pardoned, but you know, Giving pardons like that is a definite abuse of power. And speaking of abuses of power, Scott Pruitt is a swamp monster that, uses his clout and government money for his millionaire tendencies. He ordered somebody to find a used mattress from a, I don't know if it was a Ritz hotel, but he looked for lotion at that Ritz. I mean, that guy is as corrupt as they come, and all of them are as corrupt as they come, and they all need to be swept out of office and in a jail cell somewhere. And I'm including Rudy Giuliani in that shit because he's said a lot of inflammatory things that, he should be punished for. And I'm not talking about free speech and all that type of stuff, because anybody has a right to say what they say. But when it's harmful to the country, when you're attacking the justice system, the very foundation of which this country was founded on, I think there's something, very wrong with you. And I still think he looks like a South Park character. But anyways, Breakman, you're sweet.
You just imagine being voiced by Trey Parker or Matt Stone.
Yeah, exactly. Break.
Oh my god, I want that. Me and DB would like to know why you would insult swamp monsters like that, man.
He said swamp monster, not swamp thing.
Yeah, swamp
but
thing.
But swamp thing is a swamp monster.
No, he's not. He has.
He's a swamp god.
You made swamp man. Yeah, swamp man. Swamp thing. Sad.
Hey, I remember the swamp thing plushies back
Frank
in the day.
Is swamps.
What's that? I am the enemy of
swamps.
Swamp monsters.
You're a monster.
Sure. Look, I remember
swamp thing and his feelings.
I remember the Swamp Thing plushies back in the day, and anything that can be made into a plushie cannot be considered a monster.
You can't make Trump into a plushie.
You cannot make Trump into a plushie because it's not allowed. It's illegal.
Can you make him into a stress ball?
That would be awesome.
Because then you'd probably end up destroying it too quickly.
Yeah. Oh my god, a stress ball of his head. Has anybody done that? We need to trademark that right now.
It's trademarked right now. We own the trademark to that. So, if anybody's thinking.
DB says a Cthulhu plushie.
Cthulhu has a plushie, yes, but Cthulhu is.
Beanie Baby Cthulhu.
Cthulhu is so fun. You can't say that about Rudy Giuliani, Paul Manafort, Donald Trump, or Scott Pruitt. So, there. Take that. There is a Trumpy Bear. That's completely different. That is from the imagination of a 2-year-old. That envisioned Trump as a teddy bear. So, yeah, no.
Poor brainwashed youth.
Yeah, exactly. Brainwashing the youth, man. I'm telling you. All right. Break, did you finish?
No, that's what reminds me.
No,
Christopher Robin, live action Winnie the Pooh
looks
with
like
a hook
shit.
Angle to it.
Yeah, it looks like shit.
It might still be a good movie, but I'm sorry, but Winnie the Pooh looks just frightening.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. Break, your Sweeto. Did you finish?
Oh, Sweetos. I was going to say it's E3, and I liked some of I liked Solo. I think it was a Star Wars movie for Star Wars fans. For instance, like the, never mind. I'm not doing spoilers anymore.
No more spoilers, man. Dungeon says.
And I don't want anybody to mistake. Like, I don't think it's the greatest movie ever.
Dungeon Buster's talking with a new Shaq Fu. Oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's a new one.
Yes, and it there's a boss apparently called Arthur O'Deal, who may or may not look like a certain government official. So
I'm sorry. There's a new one.
Yes.
Yeah. Shaq Fu's Legend Returns.
One of the worst games ever made. There's a new one.
Yeah, it's a beat 'em up now though.
Yeah. Beat him up.
And it's apparently not bad, but like not bad by Shaq Fu is really awful.
Yeah, Shaq Fu is.
Well, DB says the game is still blab and it looks nice. Like,
Shaq Fu is one of the worst games ever.
Is there going to be a sequel to Superman 64 next? We're getting a remake of E.T.
E.T., please.
The next Pac-Man game is going back to blocks.
Yeah, Dungeon rented it.
And
technically, there is a sequel to Superman 64, only it's not Superman.
Oh, God. What
it's
is
a
it?
game called Room in the Night Sky, and
Oh,
I'll
God.
tell you all about it once I finally get around to reviewing it.
Okay.
Wait, it was crowdfunded? People chipped in the... Oh, my God, are you...
People chipped in...
I lose faith in humanity a little bit more every day.
Yeah, me too. I mean, even a show like RP Grinders can get funded. So, you know, it's one of those things, man, you know? All right.
Yeah, that's a nice Sweeto. Let's go to the Sweetos.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
We got GoFunded.
Yeah, that's really
and
cool.
Breakman scored a copy of Digimon Cyber Sleuth, the Hacker's Memory for me.
Yeah.
For like $24.
That's awesome.
Which is the cheapest I've seen it.
That's really cool. That's good
stuff. Yeah, that's why I asked again when I was in the store. Before, because I was about to purchase it, and I was like, you know what, I better check and make sure, like, it didn't come across a better deal or something like that.
Yeah. My Sweeto real quickly is also to everybody that funded Grinders. We're going to be doing a huge giveaway for episode 500, a bunch of different gift cards to your platform of choice. But you have to be in chat for episode 500. I don't know the exact date of that show just yet. It's about a month and a half from now, maybe a month and 3 weeks, seven shows from now, because we're on episode 493.
DVN chat, before you go on, he says, as far as beat 'em up go, the new Shaq, who is kind of on the low end,
yeah.
It's not a total disaster, but I'm glad I just rented it. I would say its existence is the disaster.
Wait, where did he rent it? Is it at a Redbox?
Yeah, exactly. I want to shout out the people that funded us, though. Big shout out to, who was it? MXT actually chipped in. Cool Sausage. Remember Cool Sausage? We haven't seen Cool Sausage in a long time. And the big donor, Rich McGrath, who people from All Games, old All Games might know as Hey Jude. He ponied up some cash. So thank you guys so much for doing
that's
that.
Cool. I hope they're actually listening.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be awesome. That's nice to know that people might be actually listening.
Yeah, exactly. But we will be
tearing up.
Thankfully, okay. We'll be
I'm sorry,
able,
that,
I know,
that came off as kind of insincere and sarcastic.
Yeah,
I
you
mean
get
it too.
You do get.
It wouldn't be Breakman if it weren't.
Yeah. You do get kind of emotional break, you know. It's like, it's all good, man. We're a team here. You know, I feel like our listeners are part of the team.
Wow, a local video place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, with people units and everything? Holy shit, that's awesome. Okay. I have a quick lulls for you guys. I'm calling this Harry Potter and the Dastardly Attendants. only because it sounded good that I said that they were fine people at the theater that we went to. But I was talking to Bridget, and I may or may not have been under the influence of certain chemicals in my brain. But I thought it would be funny, like if you were, let's say I was going to see, I don't know, Transformers or something. And you went up there and you told the attendant, you know, I'd like two for Harry Potter, please. And like they would, you know, they would look at you and just be like, what are you doing? Like we don't have Harry. No, I want two for Harry Potter. Did you not hear me? And just like roll with it and like get the manager involved and, you know, just be a real douchebag and be mean to people. But, yeah, so that's what I did. What I did is I said, I'd like two for Harry Potter. I mean, you know, and then I got tickets to the movie that we went and see. But, yeah, that's my lulls for the week.
Since somebody mentioned it, I did have one additional stinko, but I heard that Anthony Bourdain died.
He did die. I did not.
And more importantly, he killed himself.
Yeah, that is the important thing to take away from that. I wasn't a fan.
And yet still mental health is not an issue in this country that's being dealt with.
I wasn't a fan of Anthony Bourdain per se, but I know he was a heck of a chef, and he knew how to cook. He knew how to celebrate culture and different, you know, you know, worldly experiences and stuff like that. So it is kind of sad. And you're right, Eric. It's all about mental health. You know, the guy.
I didn't say that. Brake did. Well, but it is fucked up that Henry Kissinger outlived Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, yeah, Kissinger. That's a name that has been thrown around lately. But no, yeah, Brake. You're right, man. Mental health is a thing, and it's just as important as physical health. And I don't understand why we don't take more action.
There's shown trailers for Transformers Bumblebee movie.
Yes, Eric. Let me finish before I break in. But yeah, it's that is terrible and it sucks. But another thing that sucks, guys. Real quick, free for all. I saw this. Are we regressing, like, to the 60s, Brake and Eric? Because, I mean, we all know the injustices of people that have been killed by police officers. I talk about it all the time, but there's a bigger problem with this whole thing. The story is a family of a black man killed by white cop awarded just $4 by a jury, a Florida jury. So this man's life was worth $4. $4.
Apparently the family got even less because they incurred further infractions, according to the judge.
Yeah. And I also, to add on to this, there was another story about a guy who kept a black guy, a mentally challenged black guy, as a slave. Are we reverting back to the 60s? I mean, is these killings by police officers, is this the new lynching? Because there was also a Philadelphia Eagles player that held up a bunch of signs that were pretty poignant, and he pointed out the disparity of black people getting killed as opposed to white people, or minorities as opposed to white people by cops. And it's not even fucking close. The proportions are out of this worldly insane. And I don't understand why we can't get a serious conversation in this country about police reform. If there was a candidate, even a Republican, if a Republican were to run on police reform, I think I'd pay attention and I might vote for that guy, because this is too big of a problem to ignore. It's too huge in this country to ignore. And I know we got an idiot in office that that likes to praise people like this, but when is enough enough? You know, we're now to the point where we're putting kids in cages in this country. People are being separated at the border, like families, kids and their parents, and the kids are put in cages. What else is it going to take? Like,
I think it's worse than the 60s, because then you got also all the shootings going on and schools, kindergartners being taught how to do lockdowns with rhymes.
Yeah, that's the whole gun debate. Gun control is, I think, should be paramount. If there were a candidate, Democratic or Republican, that ran on police reform and gun control, I would vote for that.
Like, despite the fact that
the thing is, they all lie, though. So many of them say shit, like, that they will do stuff like that, that they are for things, and then they don't do what they say they're going to do, you know?
I agree with you, Brake, and you know what the solution is? We need to start over. And I think this Trump presidency has kind of put the accent on it, Brake. I think we need a different form of government, because this isn't working. This isn't justice. To say that a man's life is worth $4, the jury awarded $4.
That's an injustice in itself.
30 years old, And I don't care if this guy – I mean, they probably have come out – I'm guessing I haven't – you know, I don't know this guy's background, but I'm guessing that Fox News, that propaganda machine Fox News has already drug up like all the, you know, the bad things that this guy has done in his life. But –
Even though they're not relevant anymore.
Yeah, they're not relevant. They aren't relevant. Even if – I mean
– Even if they were, I mean, no.
It's not warranted. I've seen too many videos. Gardner, Rice, you know, the guy that that piece of shit in Florida killed. Who else? I mean, there have been countless acts of violence by a police officer. And the time – The time couldn't be better than right now to start reforming the way police are hired, the way they're trained, the way that we treat people, no matter what. Because you know what? In the grand scheme of things, everybody is one race, the human race, right?
Like, I was going to mention something.
Everybody's... lineage can be traced back to a single source in Africa. You know, whether you're Italian, Mexican, Greek, if you're Polish, Canadian, everybody can be, you know, our lineage traces back to one place, Africa. We are all of the same race. It doesn't matter the skin color. You know, we bleed the same. We think the same. We love the same. We hate the same. You know, all these things. We have all these human emotions. And I'm beginning to think that, you know, I saw this movie Upgrade that's kind of about AI gone awry. I'm beginning to think that, hell, if AI was a thing, I mean, the human race... Fuck the human race if this is how we're going to treat people. $4 for a person's life. This guy was worth $4 to this jury of his peers. How is that possible? How?
I don't know. Like, I don't understand how it's possible. Legally speaking, like, I don't understand how it's even possible.
These people sat in a jury room and decided that this man's life was worth $4. I don't know what else to say.
How did they come up with that figure?
That's a good question. How did they come up with that figure and why? How could you be so callous and so cold? $4. I don't make hardly any money. I donate for a living, right? I donate plasma. That's my income right now. And, you know, one time going into plasma affords me, what, seven people's lives? Seven or eight people's lives? It's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to stop. Where does it stop? You know, how can we, as a society, a civilized society, allow this to happen? $4. I want people to think about that. That's listening. Is your life worth more than $4? I mean, I don't know what else to say, guys. It's just at this point, it's become pretty dire and pretty, you know, pretty relevant, especially with what we're dealing with. So,
I'm reading this article too, and yeah. And the cops are saying, well, he was five times over the legal limit. He was in his own fucking garage.
Yeah. You are allowed to do that. You know, drink.
You're allowed to be fucking drunk at home. Like, you're allowed to do shit. He was at home.
They should be thankful he was home, you know, and drunk, not driving.
It seems like they're trying to, like, that's the whole excuse for it. And the jury's saying he's liable because... That he was responsible mostly for his own death because he was so heavily intoxicated.
Yeah, just ridiculous.
That's the jury's their reasoning for awarding him what they say is 1% of liability, which is why it comes out to $4.
So what they're saying is we're going to give police license to shoot people when they're drunk. So I guess if you were black and drunk, watch out. Actually, just being black, you know, don't be. I guess the moral of the story is don't be black, don't drink, and call the police if you want to die. That's
if I was reading this right, one of his neighbors called it because he was playing obscene music.
Yeah, so what? I play obscene music all the time.
Obscene / loud.
Yeah. This show is obscene. Huh?
He said, yeah, you obscene.
Oh, yeah, I'm obscene, Bridget says.
So when officers knocked on his front door, Hill opened the garage door, saw the police, and began closing it again. Yeah. At that point, one of the deputies opened fire through the door, striking him twice in the body and once in the head. Why?
Yeah, because they can. They're ego trippy. Like,
there's no.
You need a warrant, don't you?
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason to why they would open fire.
Yeah.
Because he was shutting the door?
You know what? This is why I've said it on this show before. A jury of our peers just doesn't work anymore. We need professional jurors that do this for a living, that know the ins and outs, that aren't in the police's pockets, you know, that have no vested interest in helping police or any of it. It just pisses me off, man, time and time again. Also, I think that these juries should not know if the person is black, white, Mexican, etc. You know, it should be a blind jury. Those juries should just hear the evidence and decide from there and see the evidence and not know if the person is black or white or Mexican or brown or whatever. I'm with Dungeon. He says, sorry, humans, you are too petty and divided over trivial differences. You will now only provide face templates for our android master race. I'm beginning to think that we're not worthy of this earth.
Yeah, we should just let DB become Skynet, like he says, and run everything.
As long as I can, in my immortal state, upload my mind to the Matrix, I'm good. Dunn says, despotism in civilization, a benevolent dictatorship for everyone.
I never, never change from that in civil. Every time I play Civ, I never change. I am always 100% in charge.
Yeah.
Worship me.
Last question.
Like, I'm not gonna be evil. Like I'm benevolent. As DB says, benevolent dictator.
Last question. Last real quick question that I have for you guys, and it's kind of loaded. Is it time to just start over as a country, government wise? Is it time?
I'm start over as a world.
Yeah, but like we have to start in this country. Is it time for this country to just start over? Because Trump
eradicate the Constitution.
Trump is the bottom of the barrel, in my opinion. Like he's brought out the worst in all of us, including myself. I think the time is right now to do it differently. I mean, that's my opinion. What do you think, Brake? Is it time? I know the world, but as far as this country goes,
before we even do that, I think we need to get rid of capitalism.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the time for that is coming too. We need to live in a world that understands that capitalism usually causes a lot of the problems that we're experiencing now. I don't understand it. America will survive, Dungeon says. I don't know, Dungeon. If you guys remember, long time ago, I predicted this shit, and it's becoming more and more clear that Trump, whether or not he's successful is another thing, and we can debate that, but I think we can all agree that Trump has put himself in a position to be a dictator, and that's a scary thought, and I hope it never happens. But like I said, we're now putting kids in cages. We kill people. You know, the police force has done it time and time again. Most of the time for shitty reasons. I realize that sometimes they do have to defend themselves. You know, we're arresting people and putting people in jails that are addicted to drugs instead of having compassion and helping. I don't understand. I hope that...
I wanted to mention one thing before.
Yep, go ahead. Go ahead, Eric.
Because I feel like if I don't mention it now, I won't be able to.
Go ahead. Go ahead. But, I've been rambling.
Despite the fact that my nephew goes to a Catholic school for elementary school, they do have one nice program that needs to be everywhere else, where they'll take turns doing gym, phys ed, and the days they don't do that, they'll do this counseling thing where they talk about their feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's something that needs to be done.
Well, that goes
through the entire grade scale.
Yeah, that goes with mental health. Break brought it up, and mental health needs a serious look at when it comes to funding programs that help people. And you know what? I include a lot of these cops here because you're right. They see a lot of shit that we shouldn't see, should never see. And they need mental help too. Because anybody that can take a gun and pull a trigger and kill another human being for stupid reasons needs their head checked and needs help. These people need help. Speaking of weed, guys, my plants are looking really good. I'll take some pictures and show you guys what I'm looking at. I'm growing like some good plants, and I'm excited.
good that's plants a, too.
yeah, dude. It's weed. It's exciting. Homegrown weed is always good, dude. It's good stuff. But that's another thing I heard that actually was a good thing. That Trump was considering making pot legal federally.
He probably just wants some for himself.
And if he does if he does that, that'll be the one thing that I like that he's done. But other than that, it's pure swamp monster, you know. All right, guys, anything else before we go? You have anything, Break?
No, I'm just discussing what we would do if we're in charge between me and DB, kind of things we would do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying if there's anybody who wants to get on the highway and do, you know, like I said 20 in here, but I'm going to say you want to do 10 miles below the speed limit and it's a sunny day. I'm saying that's a highly punishable offense.
Yeah,
I'm thinking lifetime in prison type offense.
I totally agree. And I, you know what I would do? I would say that all you car companies have to come out with inexpensive electric vehicles so people can get around at a cheaper price and not be bound to, you know, the Saudis and all the Middle East oil. I think that'd be a good thing. Don't you think, Break?
Mm-hmm.
Be nice.
DB says, it's like, hey, I'm coming up fast on a car and are they... Oh shit! And speeds over into the other lane.
Yeah, exactly.
Swerve out of the way.
Oh man, a lot of old people really like to drive super slow, and you know what? It's been proven.
Just, why do they get on the damn highway?
I don't understand it. Driving slower on the highway is super dangerous.
That's the point where you'd rather have your car auto driving.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking
you're
of,
you're just there just to make sure they're doing their job.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Break, plugs.
You can follow me at RP Grinders, which I'm glad you didn't even ask because there's no point. And at Break_man on Twitter.
I did mention it, but I knew we didn't have anything in there. So if you do happen to have any comments, questions that you want answered on the show, feel free to go to Twitter at RP Grinders, and we will answer those questions, comments, concerns.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you want to say something about us or there's something we say during the show and you want to mock us, whatever, just anything at this point.
I mean, I do it to these guys all the time, so why don't you guys? That's saying disparaging things is like what this show is founded on. So, you know. Eric, plugs, please.
You can find me at sites I've written for, BostonBashRadio.com. TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com. And I got another review up today. Okay. So there was supposed to be another review, but apparently he never got it. But often remind him, and hopefully he'll have time to update it, because he's probably at E3 right now.
Yeah.
But Smoke and Sacrifice is up, and there should be another one going up as soon as I remind him. But awesome. That's it for that size. But other than that, you can find me on YouTube at Funny T-Man, the channel Funny T-Man. And then there's my Patreon page, Eric Kelly. You just look up that. And then if you read my reviews and you like what you see and you feel like I should get paid for it, if you could donate $1, just even $1 would be fine.
Yeah.
But if you can't, then mention it to a friend.
Yeah. Let's help Eric out a little bit. He works really hard. He does really good reviews. I rave about his reviews all the time. He's a really good writer of reviews. That it, Eric? You have anything else?
When's Father's Day? Isn't that coming up?
I have no idea.
It's next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday.
Okay, I'll have to remind myself to say that then.
Yeah. I want to thank the chatters, Commander Root, Cute Heel Girl, Electrical Skateboard, Shout Gamers, Slow Cool, and of course, friend of the show, Dungeon Buster. Thank you guys so much. I also want to say, just in case I didn't make myself very clear the other times I mentioned it, we are going to have a huge giveaway for episode 500. I think we got like $75 worth of whatever, you know, cards to give away. So make sure you're in chat that day. It's episode 500, which I believe is like a month and 3 weeks. But you got to be in chat every, especially that day. But we'd like you to be in here every Friday, 7 Eastern time on YouTube and Twitch. I look at both chats, even though I never really get anything in the YouTube chat. Where it's happening is the Twitch chat. So make sure you join us, and we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to be giving away a lot of stuff. So if you're in chat, you're golden. You're probably going to have good odds of winning at least a $5 or $10 gift certificate somewhere. So make sure and join us then. Please support the movie Hereditary. I'm a huge horror fan, and it's one of the best scary movies I've ever seen. It's genuinely scary. Support it, because we need more movies like that are just awesome. So, go out and see it. It's good. Upgrade is good too, but if you have to choose, go see Hereditary. It's a fine movie. Fine movie. Special thanks to Rich, Hey Jude, for giving us some GoFund money. Same thing with Cool Sausage and MXT. Thank you guys. Really appreciate it. Anything else, guys?
Have a good weekend.
You break anything else?
E3?
Yeah, E3 is coming up. We're going to be talking about all the happenings. I might be doing a live show during E3, and if these guys can join, maybe they'll join, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. But thank you guys so much.
Just send me a tweet. Yeah, send us tweets. So we know what's going on.
I will.
Like I said, I didn't say anything, but I might be busy. I'm just saying
No worries. I totally understandable. But if I send out a tweet, you guys are available. I'm sure we could do a little something. Thank you guys so much. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. The Rockies beat the Reds in an awesome series.
Yeah, I got really off of there. Reds have bad pitching and worse management, and a farm system that doesn't know how to develop players.